From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The National Farmers Union is opposing a proposed rule to tighten work requirements for able-bodied Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program participants without dependents. The NFU reports SNAP already has work requirements restricting access to food assistance to 3 months out of every 3 years unless they work at least 80 hours per month or meet qualifying education and training requirements. The rule goes a step further by capping benefits at 3 months unless recipients work volunteer or receive job training for at least 20 hours per week. President Trump met with China's vice premier at the White House following 2 days of talks between the U.S. and China. AgWeb.com reports U.S. and Chinese negotiators are 90% complete in reaching a final accord, but the final sticking points are over how to implement and enforce. The Trump administration continues to signal it will leave at least some tariffs in place until it is satisfied China meets tough conditions like illegal acquisition of American intellectual property. U.S. wine exports, over 90% from California, reached $1.47 billion in winery revenues and 41.7 million cases in 2018. Total exports were down 4.8% in value and 1.2% in volume because of the strong dollar, retaliatory tariffs, competition from foreign wine producers heavily subsidized by their governments, and benefiting from free trade agreements. Wine Institute President Robert P. Cook says California wines performed well under very challenging circumstances. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.